Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Hafner. Welcome to Sports Psych in a Minute, your weekly resource for insights and tips into the psychological side of equestrian sport. A lot of times we look for ways to understand ourselves. We look for ways to explain the patterns of our behavior, the ways we characteristically interact in the world. A lot of times we think of that as personality, and we talk about our personality having certain qualities and characteristics. It's really helpful sometimes to grab onto one or more of these explanations, both to understand ourselves better, but it also helps us identify pathways forward, ways in which we can shift or change things as we move along. I would say be careful that you don't get too caught up in any particular way of understanding yourself, because even the best of personality theories are really just stories we tell about ourselves. Stories, albeit, that are often helpful, but stories all the same. One of those stories, which I was reminded of recently, one of those ways of thinking about ourselves, is tied in with these ideas about mindfulness and about being present that I talk about with riders all of the time. And often we think of things as either being in the past, in the present, or in the future. And when we talk about the suffering or things that are getting in our way, very often we talk about things that are in our past that are not happening right now, that we're just remembering. Or we're talking about when we're in the future, things that we're imagining, things that haven't happened yet or may never happen. And a lot of times we focus on being in the present. What we don't talk about is that each one of us has our own particular tendency. Some of us tend to be people that live in the past, so to speak, that we're more oriented towards that idea of remembering yesterday. In simple examples of these, every group has someone who's the historian, who remembers all the things that happened, who is there to and learns from the lessons of the past. We also have people who are planners, people who are looking out into the future all the time, people who are seekers, people who are connected to that. And a lot of times they live in that place where they're looking for new things and different things and filled with curiosity. And there, of course, there are some people who are happy to be in the present. And a lot of times, people who are naturally in the present seem to be pretty low-key and laid back. They're people who are happy to just be. Each of us has a balance of these three things, but each of us has some way in which we are more comfortable being than others. So rather than to vilify any particular one of them, and rather than to glorify one particular one, let's say being in the now or being in the present, I think the lesson for me today is to remember that all three of those things have their place in the proper time and in the proper proportion. So I would ask you to think about that. What is your natural state? Where do you spend more or most of your time? How can you play with the idea of shifting to be in other spaces? How do you shift to be more in the present or more in the past and more in the future? And what would each of those, bringing more of each of those different frames or perspectives, bring to you and your riding? This has been Sports Psych in a Minute. I'm Dr. Paul Hafner. I look forward to seeing you next week.